Diamonds. Whether you spend $3,000 or $300,000, you can get 5 years zero interest financing. Celebrate summer. Celebrate life. Celebrate love. Don't miss this chance to get that piece of jewelry they'll love and appreciate for years. And take advantage of 5 years zero interest financing with no money down. Now for a limited time only and only at Diamonds Direct on approved credit. Official jeweler of the Dallas Cowboys at the Domain.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Four delicious new restaurants are now open in Round Rock at Kalahari Resorts. Local diners are invited to enjoy Double Cut, a premier steakhouse. Sortino's Italian Kitchen with authentic Italian for the whole family. Belux Grill and Bar for scratch-made burgers, shakes, and bowling. And Cinco Niños, modern Mexican fusion and expansive tequila bar. Open to the public. Stop in. Menus and hours online at KalahariResorts.com.
Hey, it's Eric Rains for Divided Sky Roofing and Exteriors, a local company that's going to help you keep that roof over your head looking nice. Maybe you got some hail damage in the past. Maybe just an old roof. What do you do? Well, first of all, don't trust your home to a fly-by-night roofing company. Divided Sky, they're local, and they'll provide a lifetime warranty on your roof. Nobody else does that. Call them today, 512-995-ROOF. They're offering easy financing and no money up front. That means no payment due until the day they start the job and they're on top of your roof. Divided Sky Roofing and Exteriors.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code TANK for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code TANK for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TANK.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX-FM and HD1 BK, KTAE-AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock. Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit vaqueroscafe.com. Now, Austin's number one fantasy sports show. It's the Wagner Wire, presented by Audiovisual Consultations.
What would you say you do here?
I am the eyes and ears of this institution, my friends.
I manage a baseball team.
Little League?
Fantasy League.
He's worth a million in prizes.
It's our fantasy baseball draft.
Your fantasy what?
The fantasy baseball. I told you all about this. Got Matsui.
All your fantasy sports updates.
It's a numbers game.
Now, the host from the East Coast. Here's Wags.
That was pretty classy.
Welcome back to the Wagner Wire on 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260. Streaming live at hornfm.com. Myself, Isaiah Collier, and Sam Pika brings you in and off these Austin radio airwaves. I am at NotTheFakeWags on Twitter. Zay is at Ain'tThat_Zay. Sam refuses to play in the game of Twitter land, but he is in that IG land, Pika.chu. And I'm at the Wagner Wire. Zay's at the right call. If you missed the right call, the last segment on the first hour, you can go back and go to the Horns SoundCloud page and make sure you download it. We also talked a little bit about, we came in hot with Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather. Like, it's just a simulation, basically. If you believe that this is real, then we need to go have a drink somewhere and have a real communication, a real conversation about what's real and what isn't. This is fake. This is all fake. We're all being messed with, I'm telling you. All right, we're still, and if you missed that breaking news, Julio Jones expected to be traded within the next 24 to 48 hours to the Tennessee Titans.
For a second round pick.
That's what we talked about. We said you want a first rounder, right? You'd aim for a first rounder, but you're probably going to settle for a second rounder. Maybe you can get, you know, a player in the trade as well, or a fourth rounder the next coming year, but just looks like it's just for a second rounder. We'll see. They're still finalizing terms, so other stuff might be other news might be coming out on what they're going to return or what they'll receive in return. But yeah, I think it's pretty decent move for the Titans. I feel like Atlanta is getting gripped for sure. I mean, this is, but I mean, what can you do? This is the value now on a wide receiver that's plus 30. That's, you know, over the, I think he's 31.
Well, this is where we are in the NFL and really a lot of pro sports, you know, players are forcing themselves out of situations where they feel like maybe they've been disrespected or they don't really see much upside, you know, in that organization moving forward. And we obviously are seeing that with Aaron Rodgers, and we low-key saw that with Julio Jones.
For sure.
And, you know, we started seeing that in the NBA, and now these NFL players are starting to do that, to where, you know, organizations, general managers, and owners can't really abuse the player like they once could.
Okay, and I agree with you 100%. You bring up a really good point a couple segments ago about how players, when they get to this, you know, when they get to this portion of their career, money's not exactly everything, right? Like, we talk about, you know, getting a ring on your finger, getting a championship. At some point a couple of years ago, that taste had to be so bitter in Julio Jones's mouth to be up 28-3.
Yeah.
And you're thinking that I'm finally going to get my championship. Finally going to get it. And then, you know, Brady happens. Tom Brady comes back and steals your dreams. Mr. Steal Your Girl. Mr. Steal Your Dreams is what happened there. Tom Brady comes back, takes your dreams away from you. That bitterness, that taste of, man, my end is coming soon. This run that I'm having in the NFL could be coming sooner than I want it. I have to make a move for myself.
Yeah, we haven't been to the playoffs since.
Right.
We've
been trending down.
Yeah,
since.
Why are we getting worse?
We now have a new offensive philosophy moving in with a new coach.
Yeah.
What is going on? So a lot of uncertainty in the air. Why not? And especially if Atlanta is supposed to be where you have your sanctuary, where you have your roots tied in, where you have your anchors in there, and it's supposed to be your security, right?
Yeah. And like there's always those people that always say, oh, man, well, you just got to swallow your pride and understand, just deal with it. Other players are doing it.
No.
This is the NFL.
Exactly.
I could die on this field.
Exactly. What's the average career for an NFL player? Three years, four and a half years?
Something like that. Not for long.
It's too short.
Yeah.
And football is one of the sports where you get paid on the back end.
Yeah.
Of your career. Like, you've already gone through the ringer. You've already gone through the, you know, hell weeks, you know, going through three-a-days in high school, not getting any money. I mean, you know, other athletes, you can market yourself. You can brand yourself in high school and stuff like that. Not in football. Not in college football. You can't do anything. You can't even get your rights. You can't even get your name rights for college football because the NCAA's got a grasp on you, got a grip on you that like that. So football players, and then you get to the NFL, you're not even getting paid on your rookie contract. You might get you'll get that rookie deal, then you'll get franchise tagged again.
Just keep on tagging
and then,
your ass.
Which the tag's not a bad thing. You're getting the average of the league according to that position, right? But also, what if they don't make good? What if that franchise doesn't make good and give you your deal, you know, your security blanket deal, after your first rookie contract or after your second franchise tag?
Yeah, and there, I get there are certain ways to go about things. I think if Julio Jones were to rewind and not answer Unk's phone call and would have, had his agent really handle everything while he just sits in the background, works on his game, then it would have been a little bit better. You know, obviously for, you know,
smoother transition.
Yeah, smoother transition, and his name would have looked better on his name than it does now. But
he has a history of wanting to be paid the value of what he's worth at the moment. Like, he's had restructured contracts. He was one of the wide receivers back in like 2015. I can't remember this completely, but back in 2015, he was one of the highest paid wide receivers. And then another, I think Antonio Brown got a deal, and he was just like,
wait,
hold on, I'm just as good as this dude.
And they upped the ante.
It might have been OBJ, and then he was just like, I'm holding out. Yeah, I'm holding out. I want an extension, and he got it.
Yeah, he's been petty.
He's got it.
He's been petty.
But even though he's rightfully so, he's been petty, because I will always say that football is the one sport that you get paid too late in life.
Right. Yeah, your best years are under your rookie contract if you're not a quarterback.
Exactly, and you're never going to get paid the worth that you are on the field that you used to be.
Yeah, not everybody's Jerry Rice.
100%, bro. Not everybody's a human specimen.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's where I'm at. All right, let's get into some NBA playoffs, man. Let's break it down. All right, you got one series that could potentially be closing with the Mavericks and Clippers. And then on the other coast, the other side of the country, you got Sixers and Hawks opening up. Who you like in this series? Do the Hawks have a chance?
They do, Wags. They really do. With Joel Embiid having that meniscus tear, I know certain people could play on the meniscus, but in basketball, and for a big man that's 7 foot and carries that much weight and has had the history on his knees, this isn't something you want to play with. And with Clint Capela, he's the X factor for the Atlanta Hawks. He gives the Atlanta Hawks a confidence on the defensive end that they haven't had in recent years, and probably the first one they've had during, you know, this Trae Young era that we are starting to see. And, you know, with how they beat New York, they're more versatile than Trae Young. Obviously, Trae Young is driving the boat, but they got guys on the ship that are helping get the guys to shore.
More than just role players?
They're role players, but really good role players.
Exactly. It feels like they got almost like a mechanized unit of just really good, solid COG role players, man.
Yeah, they got a lot of battle-tested guys who've played, even though they're young, still guys that have played in meaningful basketball games. Like
Collins feels like he's been there for a while.
Yeah, it seems like Collins has been in the league for years, even though he's over 25. Maybe four
years?
Yeah, I don't think he's over 25. Bogdanović, you know he's played in meaningful games in Europe for his, I think he's Serbian, for his Serbian national team and for his pro team that he played in Europe before he came to the States. You got Hunter, who played for that national championship Virginia team. So when you're a national champion, clearly you've played in meaningful basketball games. So this isn't a big enough, you know, this moment isn't too big for you.
Playing for Tony Bennett, too.
Yeah, he's a hard ass. Like, he's a no-nonsense guy. You're going to really understand how to play basketball because he's a real X's and O's type of coach. And
how are you with Nate, right? McMillan.
Now, yes. Nate McMillan is their coach now. We talked about
guards. You know,
guards, role players. He checks off both boxes.
If you missed any of the conversation in hour number one, we had a really good conversation in just diving into the NBA and talking about how coaches can how hoopers can transition to coaching, but it's a lot easier for role players and guards, specifically point guards. And we were making that correlation with Steve Nash, you know, being that it's the first job that he's gotten but he was able to transition so well because of his point guard.
Example right now, Terry Stotts just got let go for the Portland Trail Blazers. Who did Dame Little say he won?
Kidd.
Jason Kidd. All-time point guard.
Now he's been learning. He's been getting some coaching time with it with Los Angeles, but
yeah, he has been an assistant. He had that head coaching job at Milwaukee, which I don't think he got that fair shot there. I think he got Giannis during like his early years when we barely started seeing Giannis become a superstar. So and then they fired him.
Like a skinny Giannis, real no skinny. Muscle tone Giannis,
none at all. So you know, I think that Atlanta, they can make some noise against this Joel Embiid less team. And when you got, again, when you got guys like Lou Williams who could come off the bench and give you 20 at any time, Gallinari stretches the floor with his outside shooting. And, you know,
that's a hybrid role player too. Gallinari feels like he's a Swiss, so he can do some stuff too.
Yeah, he's a really, you know, underrated defender. Like he could guard guys pretty well, especially him being at, you know, 6'10, 6'11. Like he could guard three sometimes and he could guard four sometimes because of his sides.
Play big and small.
Yeah, and then obviously Trae Young, again, driving the ship, who is just unbelievable. Like you can't stay in front of him. His float game's unstoppable. He has the range. You know, he's so much tougher than people think. Like people think, oh, he's a smaller guy, he's weak, this and that. No, he's a dog.
How's he gonna be with Tybalt? I don't know.
And that's it. Like, who are they gonna put Ben Simmons on him? Are they gonna put Danny Green on him? You know, I don't. That's gonna be.
I feel like he can work Simmons. I feel he's got to step on Simmons because he's obviously small. Got the body on him. You know what I mean? But yeah. I feel like he can. I feel like you're gonna see a lot of
Danny
Steph
Green.
Curry type of movement with Trae Young, just always moving, constantly moving on the floor, just tiring out the defender.
And that's why,
regardless if it's Green or Simmons or Tybalt.
And that's why he's so hard to guard, because the ball's always in his hands.
Right.
Like,
right.
Always in his hands. And, you know, he's just so shifty. If you double team him, they got shooters everywhere. This is going to be either the turning point for Ben Simmons, or he's just going to get exposed again.
Yeah, day to day. He's listed as day to day, but you'd like to think that, I mean, he's going to try and go, but we said it's a meniscus, dude. That's a lot of.
I hope he doesn't. I hope he doesn't.
He could probably sit two games and still be all right to where this could go seven.
Okay.
And then come back and play game three, game four, and finish out.
They're going to need Tobias Harris to be big.
They're going to need to have a series like he just had against Washington.
Yeah. It's crazy because being a number one seed, you should be favored. But I have a hard time.
Matchups, dude.
Yeah. I have a hard time going against Atlanta with no Joel Embiid. If Joel Embiid was playing, this would be easy as Sunday morning. But since he's not, and now your best player is Ben Simmons. Like, you don't want your best player to be Tobias Harris. That's not good. Tobias Harris
is a three, right?
He's supposed to be the three. Yeah, he's supposed to be the three. And yeah, he could be, you know, your leading scorer sometimes, but he can't be the best player for your team.
I see problems.
I see problems too, man. What would you say? I got Atlanta in seven.
I was getting ready. I thought I was crazy for saying it.
You're not.
But
I don't think you are.
So if
and I hate it because whoever wins this series out of Brooklyn,
they're gonna lose.
They're gonna demolish Atlanta.
Okay. So, and I hate doing this because I feel like this is a cop out, right? Because I'm straddling here. If Embiid plays and it's a healthy play, it's Sixers in five.
I'll say Sixers
in six.
So he's not healthy. I can't even go with. I think he'll be laboring around. Like Anthony Davis or James Harden or any other superstars that we've seen throughout these playoffs that have been trying to come back.
So it might be a full series regardless.
Yeah, I can see that. I have no confidence in Ben Simmons. Like he's shooting like
either, man. I used to love this guy's game, bro. And now
2 for 18 from free throw line and stuff.
Awful.
It's just, you know, I need Trae Young. Is so damn good, and that team is so confident. Like, That's the way the thing they too, locked man. Up
a young
New York
team with confidence.
Yeah, the way they
dangerous.
Locked up New York, like Clint Capella, like he's gonna make it hard for anybody to score inside.
Where was Randall? Yeah. Like you shut down one of the breakthrough players of the year.
Yeah. So,
where's your points coming from the front? From the front court,
yeah.
Without Embiid, you going to put Simmons in the post?
And we'll get to the Bucks and the Nets with Walsh. That'll be easy to talk about. We know he watched the game, being a Brooklyn Nets fan. But this Denver, we got to talk about Denver, Phoenix too. But Dallas and the Clippers, I really like the Clippers tonight, man. I do, I do. I think that Kawhi really showed why he's one of the greatest players
ever.
Can
he do it again tonight? Can he do it back-to-back? Well, back-to-back games, but not back-to-back nights, obviously.
I think that he'll be on Luka more tonight to where he's going to have to be. You got to go out swinging. You can't be, you know, play pimping.
You don't have a game to spare.
You got to put your best players.
You can't take
players.
Plays off. Yeah. You can't take sequences off here, man. All right, we do have a caller. Let's go to we got Russell on the line on the Karis Cafe and Cantina Hotline. What's going on, Russell? How you doing today, man?
Hey, how's it going, Adam? What's up, buddy?
Man, it's going there. What you got going on today? What's on your sports agenda?
My sports agenda. Well, I'm gonna try and catch some of the regional today. Let's see.
We go at eight. Who do you think we're gonna get? I think we're gonna get Arizona State again.
Yeah, I don't see that as being too much of an issue. I don't see us having too much of an issue taking care of them. We went up going up against them. I was concerned with Ty Madden's blister issue that it could be a problem yesterday. But, man, you wouldn't have known it. You would not have known it from the way he was pitching yesterday that he had a blister at all. And those things normally take, you know, weeks.
Now, the guy that looked like he had a blister was Fall for Arizona State. But, through the third inning, man, it just looked like, you know, everything just kind of went out the door for him. It, you know, mechanics. It just looked like he got shook.
Russell, where does this 2021 baseball team, where do they stand with previous Texas baseball teams throughout the years?
Well, I think probably my favorite team was probably Augie's 05 team. Just because that was the first year that my son really got into Longhorns baseball, and we got a chance to go down the field after they came back from Omaha and the team signed a baseball for him, and it, you know, so I have a real special place. Real special place for them, but my goodness, these young men are—they're
pretty talented.
They
one
are,
through nine,
they
they're
are,
talented, man.
Yeah, they are talented up and down the lineup. I mean,
and Russell, that's the thing too. Like, there's kids in this on this club on this team that don't even get a chance to actually show how good they are. I mean, you got backups that could be starters in any type of in big name programs. You know,
yeah,
if they weren't playing for the Texas Longhorns.
I mean, well, you look at when Troy Tulowitzki came in as a graduate assistant, and Houston Street was a grad assistant for a little while there, and you know, I think that really shows the kind of clout that Texas has as a baseball as a system, is that they can bring in. I mean, Tulowitzki didn't even play for the Longhorns, and Houston Street convinced him to come in and say, you know what, you want to go into coaching? Here's a good place to learn.
It's a baseball school.
Yeah, and young men, you know, high school age kids that are looking at programs, they know Houston Street, they know Troy Tulowitzki, and they're like, yeah, man, if I want to learn high level pro league, pro baseball, this is a place to go.
Yeah, it's one hell of, so, when your coaching faculty and coaching staff is one hell of a recruitment tool. I mean, that just you're already playing with a loaded gun, in my opinion.
Thanks for listening, Russell. We appreciate you, man.
We got to go to break, Russell.
Take care, guys.
Take care, buddy. And that was Russell Simmons.
Good grief.
I was going to say Russell Simmons.
Good grief. We got to get the break on that
Russell Simmons'
one.
Death comedy jam. Russell Smith. Let's see who that was. Corporal Russell Smith. He likes to call in there. Avid listener of the Wagon Wire. Russell Simmons' death comedy jam on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
The Triple Option.
Jeff Perlman has a book about that. Not written, written. Jesus. I've not read.
Written Jesus?
I haven't done that either.
You should.
Easy. Well, yeah, I guess in a way I have. I've not read his book, but apparently that's pretty good.
It's a bestseller.
Yeah. No, not the Bible. Jeff Perlman's book. Yeah, I think they're both bestsellers. One lasted a little longer than the other.
Weekdays 3 to 7 on the Horn.
Four delicious new restaurants are now open in Round Rock at Kalahari Resorts. Local diners are invited to enjoy Double Cut, a premier steakhouse. Sortino's Italian Kitchen with authentic Italian for the whole family. Belux Grill and Bar for scratch-made burgers, shakes, and bowling. And Cinco Niños, modern Mexican fusion and expansive tequila bar. Open to the public. Stop in. Menus and hours online at KalahariResorts.com.
Diamonds Direct says hello to summer with the hottest offer ever. 5 years, zero interest financing on any purchase. Yes! Now for a limited time, you get Diamonds Direct's already unbeatable price, pay nothing down, and spread your payments over 5 years with zero interest. It's the smartest and best way to buy. And with this, it's so easy to splurge. A $9,000 designer bracelet comes out to just $150 a month. A $12,000 engagement ring is just $200 a month. And nothing's held back. All fashion rings, every engagement ring mounted, diamond earrings, all new designer fashion jewelry, large, rare diamonds. Whether you spend $3,000 or $300,000, you can get 5 years, zero interest financing. Celebrate summer. Celebrate life. Celebrate love. Don't miss this chance to get that piece of jewelry they'll love and appreciate for years. And take advantage of 5 years, zero interest financing with no money down. Now for a limited time only, and only at Diamonds Direct. Unapproved credit. Official jeweler of the Dallas Cowboys at the Domain.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Now, back to the Wagner Wire.
Welcome back to the Wagner Wire on 104.9, 101.9 AM, 1260. You stream it live at hornfm.com. We go right to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline because we got to bring on Bayon's own Al Walsh. She's the obligatory go-to on the Wagner Wire for all the bets in green that you need in your pocket. Welcome to the show, Walsh. How you doing?
Not great at the moment. Trying to get in my house. I can't get there. We go. Now I'm getting in.
Okay.
House. Now we're good. Now nice. We're ready to roll.
Nice. All right. Well, we'll give you a minute to get set up there. Talk about, I guess you were on the golf course, you know, doing some wheeling and dealing out there. Usually.
I was not. Me and the dog were playing with the hose out back. Now, as you
know. How many hoses you got out back?
Just one hose. But,
I see what you're saying.
I do okay, but not good enough to have a pool at my own home. But so that's how the dog has to get his fix in on these hot days. We just got to go at it with the hose.
Nice. I was doing a play on words there. I was doing a little double entendre there, Walsh, with the hose.
I love it.
All right. Well, what do you love going on around the I guess you're in full New Jersey Nets mode right now, huh?
New Jersey Nets.
Oh, yeah. We're going old school New Jersey Nets.
What a game last night. Actually, so we were talking about golf. So yesterday was a nice little day for myself. Golf course, had a nice little dinner with the boys at the course afterwards, and then boom, come home right into Brooklyn Nets, Milwaukee Bucks action, and of course, right away it starts with Harden, and I'm thinking to myself, oh no, 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 but then the boys overcame, and just, that's probably the most proud that I've been of the Nets this season, like, to have Harden go down like that, and, you know, I think you kind of realize too, like, all right, without Harden, now our expectations are a bit tempered. So to kind of to have that performance in game one like that after that happens. I am a proud papa today. Let me just say that.
You know, Wash, it's funny that you mentioned that because I guess some of us, you know, watching the Nets all year knew that there was a slight possibility that one of the big three could be injured throughout the playoffs with how the season has gone. But me and Wags were talking early in the show about how good Steve Nash has been, who doesn't get any credit because the more talent you have, the less coaching that people think you have to do. But we're talking about a guy that might have been the greatest pick and roll player, implying that into some of the greatest superstars of today's game with Kyrie and KD. I'm seeing KD go pick and roll with Claxton and stuff. You got 2 7-footers going pick and roll. It was unstoppable last night. Talk about how good Steve Nash has been to where people might not, you know, listen because of how good the Nets really are.
You know, it's funny. A lot of people would tell you that he hasn't done a good job. I think he's got a good support system around him, right? Like there's D'Antoni on the staff. There's Jock Vaughn. There's Amari Stoudemire. You were just talking about the pick and roll. Who better to have than, you know, this old duo buddy right there with Amari. But There's a lot of guys on that staff. Now, I don't like Nets Twitter's weird. Like we've had this long run of nobody gives us any respect, and you know, we definitely deserve it to this place of now, all right, everybody just hates us, you know, because we got all these guys. But I don't know. I guess I'm basing my opinion too much of what I see off Twitter. That's probably never a good thing. But a lot of Nets. I don't know. Like I feel like on Nets Twitter, a lot of people really aren't happy with Nash. But it's a tough job to kind of grade him on just based on how many stars are there. But I mean, I can't talk enough about, you know, Blake Griffin last night was unbelievable. You know,
what a game, dude.
Clippers form last night, hitting outside jumpers, dunking, the rebounds, the putbacks, everything.
Just, reinvigorated, then, you know, It's amazing what a new scene can do to you.
Yeah, and then, you know, we got to talk about my boy Clax on the defensive end. You know, I've been talking about this for weeks, and he just showed what he could do last night. He had that one stretch. Oh my God, I was so hyped up last night. I want to say like his first entry into the third quarter, I want to say, but like they had just like a minute of straight unbelievable defense, and you know, he was at the beginning of it. So more of that. I saw the line for game two. It's Nets -2. That, I don't know, it kind of makes me a little nervous. And of course, you know, I'm probably not going to have Harden, but this is a good start to the series for sure.
Walsh, after last night, and it didn't look, I mean, 115-107 isn't that imposing. It doesn't feel like it's that dominant of a game, but even without James Harden in that lineup, it felt like the Nets were never really at a problem or felt like they were really going to have a problem. It just, to me, their ball movement, it was the extra passing that they were doing, the pick and rolls that they were doing, just the entire offense, it looked so fluid, and it looked like it was just giving Milwaukee problems, and it just seemed like, not just in the fourth quarter, but all throughout the game, Milwaukee was a step behind and couldn't keep up.
Yeah, for sure. And again, I talked about at the beginning how much of a surprise it was. Harden, you know, it's ridiculous. Now we don't have, you know, one of our three Hall of Famers. You know, like most people would die to have that problem. But, you know, he's a key cog. I remember one time I worked for this guy. Not a fan of the guy. I hope he's listening now. But he asked me one time, he goes, who's the X factor of the Warriors, right? And I go, it's easily Stephen Curry. And he goes, you can't say that. He's not an X factor, but back in the day when Golden State had such a huge team like that with Durant and Clay and Dre and all these guys clicking, they were kind of a 500 team in that scenario just when Curry wasn't there. You know, he was the one who got the ball movement working and things like that. So
yeah, it's the role that he plays.
Harden, you know how amazing he is off the pick and roll and just, you know, what kind of a different team the Nets could be. So yeah, it's a huge loss.
And then to have James step in there, Walsh, and give you 30 minutes, and still he didn't provide you bad numbers. Now he went 500 from beyond the arc, you know, 2 from 4. You know you're going to get more of an output with Harden in there, but still, you know, plus minus, he was plus 12 on there. Really played in the form and played the position well, going on with the rest of the superstars in the starting squad of that Nets squad.
Indeed, indeed. A little more, you know, just everybody got to step up now with no Harden. So it's okay. I think I said before the series with Harden, I think the home team is going to win every game in this series, kind of a la, which we're probably going to transition to next, the opposite of L.A. Dallas. But, yeah, I feel like, well, sorry, I forgot we got a game before that that I need to get to. But I do feel like the home team is going to win every game in this series, and that's in seven, baby.
So look. Yeah, I want to see more Giannis on KD. I was a little upset with the fact that PJ Tucker, who I love, obviously he's a Longhorn and they got history. But I think if the Bucks have any chance, they're going to have to see Giannis on Durant.
So here's my thing, too. With what you saw last night in Game 1, Walsh and Zay here, what do you guys think moving forward? I don't think that the Nets are in that big of a problem to where they have to be forced to roll out James. I think James can get a really good rest here, take this entire series off. He's going to have to take this entire series off and then maybe be ready for the next series. Maybe.
Yeah, I just think, like, the fact that, you know, how early he went out last night, you know, just rest. Like, you know, I love Harden probably more than anybody out there, you know, as an individual player, but if he's not out there at 100%, you don't want to see him, right, you know, screw his leg up or anything like that. And believe me, like, there's guys that could ball there in Brooklyn. We're going to be okay, but it's just not going to be as, you know, it's not going to be as easy as we thought now.
For sure. All right, so let's go to the games today. You've already mentioned it. We got the game starting off right as soon as we get off the air here, man. We got some East Coast basketball. What do you like between the Hawks and
Sixers, baby.
God, how did that slip my mind?
We can forget their name because they might not even be around after this series. That's right. Upset City. I don't know if you guys saw the prices on this series, but the Sixers to win the series are only -180.
That's crazy.
So,
We just got done talking about it, Walsh.
Yeah, so to give you a comparison, the Nets, you know, before they tipped off yesterday, they were a -210 favorite against the Bucks, and obviously that's a much more formidable opponent. You know, I always like to say, even with, you know, basketball, right? So anything below that -200 price there on the money line is always scary, right? So, like I just said with the Nets, like, I expect them to win in seven. I don't expect it to be a very comfortable series win, but you know, you still got to put up $210 to make $100.
Right.
You know, if you want to make that bet. But, like, looking at it from this angle, like, that seems too easy for the Sixers. So I'm absolutely going Hawks. I actually took Hawks money line today I took it last night, actually, when I first saw the price on the game. So not only is the
Walsh,
series
you're the devil in my ear. You're on my shoulder.
So not only is the series line suspiciously low, but the game line today too, it opened at 2, now it's going up towards 3 Sixers. And again, you know, we're seeing a lot, we're probably like 2/3 of the public bets are on the Sixers, and you're seeing slightly a little more than half of the money going towards
that sharp
the
money's so coming on the Hawks,
right? We actually talked about this, I want to say 2 weeks, for whatever game one of the Hawks Knicks was, right, reverse line movement where the line is going away from the Hawks, but they're still getting more of the money in there. So it's another situation, and it's a good start, right? Like, I'm taking Hawks for the series, and it's not even a great financial investment, right? Because guess what? They got to beat the number one seed in the East 4 times. But guess what? The price is telling you that they're going to do it. So I would maybe like parlay it with some. I don't know. It's going to happen. It's just not a very good price for the Hawks, but they are going to upset Philly for sure.
Yeah, Philly is a one seed with Joel Embiid. Without him, they're more of a 4 or 5.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me because I don't want to be a jerk, but I kind of feel like they got a better, more rounded roster than the Nets do in a way, right? Like, their defense is unbelievable, but you're right. A lot of that, you know, comes with Embiid. But think about, like, their backup center is Dwight Howard. Are you kidding me? Like, I would kill to have that man as a backup center. So, you know, you got Tybal, who's just a great defender. You know, Simmons, very long, lengthy, can push the ball. This is very suspect right here, but I'm an ATL fan today for sure.
Hey, Walsh. All right, so I know that we're talking basketball right now, but we're talking wages, and I had to bring it up in the first hour, and I don't even think I can touch it, but I got to ask you if you're touching them. So I'm throwing you a little
bit. Got to, baby.
I'm throwing you a little bit of a curveball here. There's a fight tonight, Walsh. There's a fight tonight between, and maybe, are you calling this dude the greatest boxer that you've ever seen, that you have ever seen in your lifetime, Floyd Mayweather?
No.
Oh, well, he's the greatest boxer that I've ever seen, undefeated.
That guy for you, though, Walsh?
Who's the best boxer you've ever seen?
I may be showing some favoritism here, but the Bayonne Bleeder, Chuck Wepner. No, I'm kidding.
Came out
about to say, good grief.
That came out too easy, dude.
I swear, but the Rocky movies are actually based off that guy, Chuck Wepner. When I had my old radio show, we had him in studio and did like a 45-minute interview right around that. I don't know if you guys saw the ESPN 30 for 30. You know, where they kind of just talked about Wepner's life. And there's actually a movie made about it where Liev Schreiber plays Chuck Wepner.
Oh, I've seen that.
And kind of like how he got jobbed out of the whole. Like, Wepner really never got recognition for the Rocky movies until probably like 20 years later. He goes into my dad's bar all the time, has a drink. He's a great guy. But I get to answer your question. Who he fought? He went 15 rounds with Muhammad Ali, but in my opinion, Ali is the best.
Okay, that's
right.
Fair.
Yeah, that's cool. But I'm talking about you know, a boxer that I've seen in my lifetime. It's got to be Floyd.
Like the last 20 years, I guess.
Got to be Floyd, right? And boxing's definitely taken a step down in the past couple of years, and maybe this speaks to it of why you're getting fights like this. But seriously, you're going to take Logan Paul. You're going to take this dude, Logan Paul, and even if
can I offer a plus money dream right here? So do you remember? Well, of course you remember, everybody, unless you were living in a cave in Antarctica or something. But when Logan Paul took the hat off of Mayweather,
gotcha.
I felt like that was a little bit of strategy, right? Because Mayweather's not really a knockout guy, right? So he takes the hat off, and so. Now, I mean, I know that they've stood face-to-face already and, you know, they know each other, whatever. But, like, I'm sure Mayweather kind of wants to knock him out. And I guarantee you he's off his game a little bit. Now, I don't, like, I think people believe that Mayweather's going to win this one easy. But remember, like, remember that fight against Conor McGregor where, you know, Logan Paul – or, I'm sorry, where McGregor, you know, looked like he was landing a bunch of shots. But this is what Mayweather does. He makes you look like you have a chance early, and then,
right. And then he just closes
in late. That's what's frustrating. That's why, I understand his record and all that stuff. You know, not a lot of knockouts, though, so I can't say the greatest fighter. He's got great technical skills, but...
Oh, I didn't say greatest fighter. I said greatest boxer.
If I'm trying to say greatest boxer, I want to see some people hitting the floor, though, you know?
No, I feel you. See, to me, when I talk about boxing, there's a difference between a fighter and a boxer. Like, Mike Tyson was a fighter. Jones Jr. was a fighter. Mayweather's a boxer. Mayweather is going to technically point you to death and dance and play some defense and then win in the later rounds.
God bless my doppelganger Alan from The Hangover for taking that shot from Iron Mike.
Okay. All right, Walsh. We almost got to cut it, but my guy. So, how do you feel about this Mavericks Clippers game? Game 7. Wags is losing it right now. Game 7. Back in LA, the road teams won every game. What you got for me?
Crazy, right? Is that the road team? I made a joke in one of the articles I wrote this week. Is that all right? Well, if you want to win this series, you better step up your hotel linens and your room service game, because that's all that's winning in this series. But it's crazy, right? Like we see the line here. It's 6.5, maybe 7.
Damn,
6.5. Yeah,
that's crazy, right? Like
yeah, that's
based
high.
On what we've seen already. So as you would assume, all of the money and everything is already going toward the Clippers. So I tell you what, after I get that Hawks money line money, I might be coming right back around with some Clipper. Maybe I'll go, you know, Clippers live. Like, let's see if the game gets a little closer. Maybe we get a live line on this.
Maybe at you just putting bad ideas into my head, Walsh.
Minus three or minus four or something like that. But it's a game seven, so, of course, I think the best play is probably the under, right? Like, we know game sevens are really, you know, they're you know, meticulous, and, you know, all the defense is now guys are trying on defense, right? So this is an opportunity we could probably get the under here. My dog is going crazy around my computer, drooling. Like, you know, you can't be doing that. But there's a treat around there. But, I think you got to zig when everybody's zagging. So, Clippers and probably some under here for that game.
Speaking with Bayon Zone, Al Walsh, you can find him on Twitter at 14a.walsh. Walsh, any other last save rounds before we got to let you go? We're almost up to break.
I know I rambled a lot today, but I'm very excited. Like, the lady went out for the day with her friends. She's got brunch, so I get to sit here with the pup, watch some NBA hoops, play out. Like, this is going to be a great day.
Yo, Walsh, I got something for you. Denver, Phoenix, that's going to be an interesting matchup. Obviously, Chris Paul's health comes to factor, but Nikola Jokic versus DeAndre Ayton is going to be a hell of a matchup. Can you tell me a little bit about this series?
I need to see Phoenix Utah in the Western Conference Finals. So I will be pulling for Phoenix here. I just think on both sides. Let's talk about this matchup, right? So we saw exactly what Phoenix is capable. We saw the killer instinct in their eye in Game 6 in Los Angeles. It's that whole situation with LeBron and Booker afterwards, like. That's such a huge moment for Booker's career because, you know, what a performance. And then, you know, to get the crown taken off the king and basically place their head, like, that's a huge moment. So I hope he takes that role and kind of runs with it because this Phoenix team is pretty special. Like, if I, you know, the Nets still got to get past the Bucks, but if there was anybody that I wanted to see in the finals, I think that would be the most worthy adversary right there. And again, on the other side, I really like the Jazz over there. I really want to see that as the Western Conference Finals. Those two teams were so unbelievable during the regular season in terms of, like, against the spread and stuff like that. So I think even as fans, we would be graced with, you know, with a great matchup like that. So let's pull for Phoenix. I understand Jokic, blah, 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 great. I'd rather see Chris Paul and D-Book go at it and do something. That I love that team, and they are really fun.
Yeah, Phoenix is exactly right how you described it. They are a fun team, a very fun
Cameron
team to watch.
Payne, what a year. Payne. What a year, man. Whew.
All right, brother. Hey, that's all we got for you today, man. We're going to have to let you go. You enjoy the day sitting in the man cave with with the doggy.
Oh, I got the living room. I am not on the mezzanine section. I'm on the lower level here.
Every treat that you give George, tell him it's for me, buddy.
You got it. Hey, have a good one, fellas.
You too, brother. Thanks, there Walsh. He goes, Al Walsh, A14A.Walsh, Bayon's own, just telling you all the money and green that you need in your pocket, and he's definitely whispering
so
sweet.
So interesting about Steve Nash, because obviously he has a different perspective being in that area. Like, he, you know, they have more sources than we do down here, so the fact that people aren't happy with what Steve Nash has done is so interesting to me. Like, where are our expectations?
Well, I don't know. We'll see. And Walsh is a different breed, too, because, I mean, Walsh wrote for the Knicks. I don't know if, you know, a lot of people forget about that. Like, Walsh was a longtime writer for the Knicks a couple of years ago, for about four or five years ago, wrote for about almost 10 years, I think.
Okay.
So, I mean, definitely had some knowledge when you're talking about, you know, just coaching and whatnot, but he's got a good pulse on the game, that's for sure. And I'm with you. I think Steve Nash has done a tremendous job as a first time coach. Of course, he's surrounded with
talent.
With talent, and he's got really expert coaches around him. That's what you do. Smart people put good people around you.
I know we gotta go to break, Sammy. I think the fact that he is a first time coach and a lot of people didn't want him to get the job plays a huge factor into people's expectations.
100.
You know, 100. You know what they want you to be. Because what has Steve Nash done wrong besides manage a group that a lot of people have been in and out the lineup? So how do you get any chemistry and they're the second seed favorites to win the finals still?
I would say now with Embiid out, I would say that they were always the
and the expectations that comes with that.
Look at what they did to Milwaukee without Harden.
Yeah, and again, we didn't get to talk about the Bucks. Like, you got to put Giannis on Durant. Like, PJ Tucker is a great defender, one of the best defenders in the league. There's a difference between him defending Kevin Durant and Giannis having almost the same measurements as Kevin Durant and defending him.
And I'm glad Walsh brought up Utah, too. Like, Utah is a team that's so solid and so loaded. Like, you had Clarkson and Ingles competing for sixth man of the year.
Incredible.
Like, that
Donovan Mitchell looks so good. Mike Conley Jr. is one of the most underrated players in the league.
Unorthodox, dude.
They got the best defensive big man in the league. That's like, they got a lot of really good people
tools,
on their
tough
team.
Tough talent, man.
Yeah.
Tough talent. Royce and O'Neal's, you got to play in Utah where that's just a utopia.
Yeah, who knows what they'll say. They'll poison your pizza.
They'll do a lot.
Yeah.
They'll do a lot. They got weak-ass beer down there, though, that's for sure. It's like 3.8. You got to pay the sin tax down there, too. It's weird.
Takes you a lot to get drunk.
Utah's weird, man, but they got some other stuff in Utah.
Do they?
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that. Last call coming up on the other side. It's last call for the Wagner Wire. Don't go nowhere.
Bucky and Aaron.
I found all my people, my peeps, right into the phone of the greatest invention of our modern times. That would be the BlackBerry. The numbers are still in. I never threw the BlackBerry out.
You had your old BlackBerry?
Do you think I was going to throw it away ever?
But so
what if my granddaughter needs a phone?
Well, that makes perfect sense. I didn't know you had kept your BlackBerry, but I thought maybe you were like Tom Brady and you throw away your phones every 6 months, just get rid of them.
Kept the BlackBerry.
Deflategate.
Mornings from 6 till 10.
On the Horn.
Ever wonder what life would be like without frozen drinks and slushies from McDonald's? Yeah, I don't want to think about that either. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Get the coolest flavors of the summer with $2 any size slushies. Enjoy the refreshing taste of the pink lemonade and strawberry watermelon flavored slushies while you can. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary. Minute Maid is a registered trademark of the Coca-Cola Company.
Air Cranes for Divided Sky Roofing and Exteriors. The hailstorms have come and gone. You know the door knockers are coming, but who do you trust with your roof? Divided Sky Roofing and Exteriors. Get started with no money up front. Also, zero down financing available for the deductible or the whole claim. Go to MyDividedSky.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, advice from our parts professionals, and our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and ask about our free loaner tool program or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There's Pablo in his natural habitat, opening his internet bill in fear.
No.
He just saw his 12-month promotional price ended. Uh-oh, and he just discovered the equipment fees. Back away slowly.
If your internet bill drives you wild, just remember, you're not a bad person. You just need a straightforward price. Get AT&T Fiber. Unlimited internet with no price increase at 12 months. Visit att.com/no-hidden-fees. Limited availability in select areas.
Now, back to the Wagner Wire. Here's Wags.
Welcome back to the Wagner Wire on 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260. Myself, Isaiah Collier, Sam Pica brings you in and off these Austin radio airwaves. Every hour brought to you by Audiovisual Consultations, 512-255-8678, avconsultations.com. If you don't have an idea of what you want to put in your room for your ultimate man cave or your home theater system, go to the gallery, go to the avconsultations.com and look at the gallery of projects that they have done in the Central Texas area over the past 31 years. They set the standard in audiovisual automation. It's the go-to that you need to have. They can do a pool deck for you if you want. They can put some audio, maybe some TVs out there by your pool house or whatnot. They can do it all. Just ask Tom McKay. He can get it done. 255-8678, avconsultations.com. Last call. Last call on the Wagner Wire. All right, say. Breaking news. Breaking news that came down not too long ago with Julio Jones possibly being traded. It's not even a possible. Expected to be traded to the Tennessee Titans for a second-round pick. To me, I thought that the Tennessee Titans were a contender to win the AFC last year mm-hmm. with this acquisition, I put them up there as the number one team in the AFC.
Who beat them last year? Was it the Chiefs?
Chiefs beat them.
The Chiefs beat them? Yeah, they're right there. They've been right there, and this is a great pickup. Like, when you got Derrick Henry, A.J. Brown, and now Julio Jones, Ryan Tannehill got a lot of weapons to mess around with.
Chiefs have a nasty defense, too, but I would still give the edge on defense a little bit to Tennessee right now. Even though Vrabel, the stats weren't in his favor last year, but I think Mike Vrabel is a guy that can get that defense back on par, get it up to snuff, and now you're going to look at a really complete, full, compact team here with Julio Jones coming over, if and when this actually happens. They want a second for him. They're going to get the second for him 24 to 48 hours to happen. Big fantasy implications. It's the Wagner Wire. Don't go nowhere. Well, we got basketball coming up, too, and also regionals to the super regionals. Here we go. Texas baseball.
It's Aaron Hogan for AMM Collision. And I always like to tell you, for any collision, it's an easy decision. It has been since 1991 in Central Texas. 30 years of family-owned business. And they've grown, to say the least. They have locations all over Austin, Central Texas, and the Hill Country. I promise you there's going to be one in your neighborhood. We live south at Onion Creek, and there's two within 10 minutes everywhere. Look online at ammcollision.com to find the location nearest you. They take a situation that's a hassle, right? A collision with your vehicle. They do everything they can do to make it as hassle-free a process as they can, with free estimates, with no appointment necessary whatsoever. They accept all insurance and then work with your insurance company to make sure everything is done right. And it's rapid car repair, folks. They have the leading cycle time in the industry, so you get your car back sooner. They have discounts for military and first responders and a lifetime warranty on all repairs as long as you own your car. 30 years right here in Austin. It's AMM Collision. For any collision, it's an easy decision and has been since 1991. AMMCollision.com.
AMM Collision. Our reputation is no accident.
No matter how hot it gets, Specs helps you keep your cool with a huge selection of lower-priced wines, spirits, and ice-cold beers. And Specs same-day delivery lets you keep cool in the pool while leaving the hot-footed hustle to us. We'll even deliver chips and salsa to go with it. But if you get yelled at for not waiting 45 minutes after eating to swim, you're on your own. Specs, the fun starts here.
Diamonds Direct says hello to summer with the hottest offer ever. 5 years, zero interest financing on any purchase. Yes! Now for a limited time, you get Diamonds Direct's already unbeatable price, pay nothing down, and spread your payments over 5 years with zero interest. It's the smartest and best way to buy. And with this, it's so easy to splurge. A $9,000 designer bracelet comes out to just $150 a month. A $12,000 engagement ring is just $200 a month. And nothing's held back. All fashion rings, every engagement ring mounting, diamond earrings, all new designer fashion jewelry, large, rare diamonds. Whether you spend $3,000 or $300,000, you can get 5 years zero interest financing. Celebrate summer, celebrate life, celebrate love. Don't miss this chance to get that piece of jewelry they'll love and appreciate for years, and take advantage of 5 years zero interest financing with no money down. Now for a limited time only, and only at Diamonds Direct on approved credit. Official jeweler of the Dallas Cowboys at the Domain.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code TANK for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code TANK for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TANK.
Don't miss your chance for a memorable night's sleep during the Factory Mattress Memorial Day sales event.
Hurry in for buy one, get one free on select mattresses. And give your guests a great night's sleep, too. As a Tempur-Pedic Elite retailer, Factory Mattress can save you up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets, the most highly recommended bed in America. You'll even get a free adjustable base upgrade with select purchases.
My Factory Mattress.
Factory Mattress offers guaranteed lower prices on all the top brands. And during the Memorial Day sales event, you'll get free next day delivery, setup, and removal. Buy one, get one free mattresses, up to $500 Tempur-Pedic savings on adjustable mattress sets, a free adjustable base upgrade, or 0% financing on all brands for 60 months. Don't miss your chance for a memorable night's sleep at Factory Mattress, where we have sleep down to a science.
My Factory Mattress.
The Real Texas Gun Show comes to Harker Heights Event Center in Harker Heights, Texas, this weekend, June 5th and 6th. This family-friendly event offers a wide selection of the finest guns, knives, ammos, and outdoor products from the finest dealers from the state of Texas. Tickets are $10 each. COVID-19 rules of 50% capacity followed, and a mask is required. Open carry, concealed carry rules apply. Hours are 9 to 5 this Saturday and 10 to 4 this Sunday. More info at The Real Texas Gun Show.